number 10, the Bible says, "And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that he said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God." Boy, that's an amen. "And merciful." Amen. "Slow to anger." Amen. "And of great kindness." Amen. "And repentest thee of the evil." Amen. "Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me. For it is better for me to die than to live." Then said the Lord, "Dost thou well to be angry?" So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. And there made him a booth and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. Father, we love you and we thank you tonight. Father, for the opportunity to come into your house. We've met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Father, tonight I pray you would encamp angels around us. Lord, I pray tonight that you'd set down the Holy Ghost around us. Lord, I pray tonight that we see when we're spiritually drained that it hinders a lot of things. Oh, but when our tank's on full, how sweet it is. Father, tonight, whoever may be spiritually drained in this place tonight, I pray they get at the spout where the glory runs out. And Father, we get saturated in your love, your mercy, and your grace. Father, tonight, there's been prayer requests all over this room. I ask you tonight to fix them. Whatever needs to be fixed, you fix it, Lord. I pray that tonight. Father, I beg that tonight. I plead that tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, for the next few moments, speak to our heart. Lord God, tonight we sung a song that we're rescuers. We've been saved and rescued from the bondage of sin. And I pray tonight that you see our works and you smile down on us tonight that we're doing what you've called us to do. Father, I love you and I thank you. Guard this place in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Spiritually drained. Have you ever been physically drained? I'm talking about you go to your workplace or you come home from work and you're just drained. You get on the couch and you can't do nothing. You're just drained. You're just tired. You just wore out and you just need a break. Have you ever just sat there and said, man, I'm glad this day's over. Have you ever said, man, I'm glad that I can just rest. Man, I'm glad I can just get a little peace. Man, I'm glad I can just get a little comfort. Man, I'm glad I can get in this recliner and take it easy for just a little bit. Oh, Jonah, he had got to this place and he'd done what God had told him to do. He went over to Nineveh and he done preached. He told him, he said, I want you to know, if you don't repent in 40 days, he's going to destroy this place. He's going to wipe you off the map. And you know what they'd done? They'd done exactly what the preacher told him to do. Hey, they got down, they repented, they put on sackcloth, they fasted, and they turned to God. And I don't know about you, but the day we live in, there ought to be some preachers shouting from the mountaintops.